So Mervyn King has had to write another letter to George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. He's written quite a few in the past to Alistair Darling, explaining why inflation is well above the government's target. The Bank of England is meant to control inflation, and if they don't, they have to explain themselves, basically. The letter basically says that the reason prices are rising so high and interest rates aren't, so staying where they are, is because it's temporary factors. Wages aren't rising, unemployment's still quite high, and things like this mean that we're not going to have some sort of spiral of inflation driven by higher prices, higher wages, and so on and so forth. But commodity prices are high, the pound has fallen considerably, and that's going to push things up. And when you add the VAT hike, which is coming on, I think, January 4th, it's going to stay high. And King doesn't reckon that inflation will drop down to target until the end of 2011, which is sort of fair enough. The problem is that that means people are getting poorer. Prices are rising, they're going to keep rising, and interest rates aren't, so your savings aren't performing, and wages aren't, because if not least because of the government pay freeze, but also because there's a lot of pressure on private sector firms that are clamping down on wages as well. George Osborne's response to this is quite interesting. He's basically said, cheers for the letter, mate. Isn't it great? As you've noted, our great big cuts and fiscal tightening policies are definitely going to reduce the risk of downside, which means falling back into recession, which really isn't what Mervyn King's just said. But I think it's very much what the government wants people to believe, that this great cutting project will be good for the economy. And it might well be, but not in the short term and not according to what Mervyn King said. But they both seem quite happy with each other, so I suppose we should really let them get on with it. Okay, bye-bye.